From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The House of Representatives today approved an energy bill that has been in the making for years, with some Democrats and environmental groups fighting it all the way. But today, House Republicans made their final victory speeches and passed the bill with 246 votes to 180. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
First thing this morning, Majority Leader Republican Tom DeLay took the House floor to claim victory in the long and often bitter struggle to rewrite the federal laws on energy.
The time is right, the bill is good, the need is absolute, and the benefits are immense. This week is why we were elected, to keep our promise and fulfill America's.
Republican leaders say by relieving the tax burden on energy companies, the new law will boost production, spur corporations to build new plants and power lines, and so create jobs. The bill contains some $23 billion in tax breaks meant to spark new electricity lines, oil extraction, coal mining, and nuclear power production. It includes an $18 billion loan guarantee for developers to build a pipeline to funnel natural gas from Alaska to Chicago. Also in the bill are tax credits and research money to promote ways to burn coal with less pollution. The ranking Democrat on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Michigan's John Dingell, charged that Republicans were stuffing the bill with special interest favors. Dingell likened the energy policy to a trash can.
When you lift the lid, like lifting the lid on a garbage can, you get a strong smell of special interest provisions.
Many House Democrats are angry about this bill. Party leaders say they were shut out of negotiations, which they charge began nearly 3 years ago in the secret, closed-door meetings of Vice President Cheney's Energy Task Force. Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio came steaming to the House floor and shook a final copy of the bill.
Here it is. The long-awaited, secretly negotiated energy bill, a bill carefully designed to perpetuate our dependence on foreign oil, brokered by national, international, multinational conglomerates, will be subsidized to the tune of $25 billion by the United States taxpayers.
But nearly one-fourth of the House Democrats joined Republicans in supporting the bill, and there were concessions to those concerned with the environment. The law gives new tax credits for some renewable energy industries like wind, geothermal, and solar power companies. Negotiators also left out a Bush administration proposal to open up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. That idea has never passed the Senate and could have sparked a filibuster there, blocking the whole bill. Lawmakers also added $2.5 billion over 5 years to step up development of cars that run on hydrogen. A popular part of the new energy legislation more than doubles the federal mandate for the amount of renewable energy additives mixed with gasoline. That's a boon for corn farmers who sell crops to ethanol producers, and it tipped the balance for farm state lawmakers. Throughout debate, lawmakers of both parties recalled the massive electricity blackout that darkened the Northeast and Midwest last August. The Republican chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, Louisiana's Billy Tozan, said that was an example of the need for not just new sources of energy, but new ways to transmit it.
We can have all of the oil, natural gas, coal, and renewable energy in the world, but it doesn't do us any good if we can't get the energy to American families and businesses.
The bill gives tax incentives for power companies to invest in new electricity lines. The final vote on the energy package will come in the U.S. Senate. Perhaps as soon as tomorrow. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.